Hey, this is Mike O'Mara, and this episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, Saturday Night Live, and more. Right now, my listeners can get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Mike. That's HuluPlus.com/Mike.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We take you now to Kentucky. Is that where that house is?
Yeah.
One of our best listeners ever in the whole wide world.
The best listener.
Tab Pattison and his wife. Is that my phone making that noise?
I don't think so.
Maybe it's his wife's phone.
And his wife, Corey Pattison.
Mm-hmm. The Pattersons, Mike.
Hello, Rooney. This is Pattison. Have Sloan out in front of the school.
We take you now. This is something brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show for your Wednesday entertainment. I bring you Tab Patterson's Bullfrogs. Is this lake really called Lake Awesome?
That's a nickname, because it is awesome. Will you entertain a
Have
question?
Have you been?
I've never been to his home.
Is this in Lexington?
It's somewhere in Kentucky. I don't know much of where he lives.
Bullfrog country.
Well, Mike, I know Tab, and I call him a friend, but...
Are you sure his wife's name is Corey?
Yes, promise.
Why do you know that?
Because he's a buddy of mine.
He's not a friend.
Now I've gotten everybody in trouble.
No, you haven't.
Because I'm looking. I'm playing this directly off of his Facebook post.
Well, that's what he wants everyone to see.
And I'm really worried that I'm going to open up a world of crap for this guy.
No, I think it's fine.
Why?
Because I have to read what the post said.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
It says, "Well, sleep is overrated." With Cindy Hewitt at my home at Lake Awesome. Now, that's another woman's name. Now, I'm sorry.
Now, what's
going on?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. I rely on you. He's like your bosom buddy.
He's not my bosom buddy. As a matter of fact, I don't even know. Does he raise these bullfrogs, or are they in the wild?
This is a picture of, I don't know if it's a still picture and just we're just hearing the audio, or if it's really a shot of the lake and the bullfrogs that are bullfrogging.
Maybe Sydney's short for Courtney.
Well, that's
Corey.
Doesn't make any
Whatever
sense.
Whatever name is.
Hey, didn't you used to call something a bullfrog when you were growing up?
A fart. that is what we called a.
Oh, all the right. Tape is over.
Can you imagine that in your backyard?
I'm not sure, and now I'm totally confused. But that's exactly what it was. So his bullfrogs, and then his cover page is a bullfrog.
Well, I think probably he's upset that they're keeping him up at night.
He's very frustrated about that. Let's
sure.
Let's give a listen again to the Tab Pattison bullfrogs. Now, if that was outside of my house, I'd be gigging.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they call it when you stab them with the spear?
Oh, yeah, you go get frog gigging. Yeah.
And I'd be eating frog legs for the whole time that I was there.
How
but it's
do you
pretty
know
loud.
That? Gigging?
Gigging?
I think we brought it up once.
Where did I see gigging for frogs?
Maybe on the Don and Mike show. I don't think we have ever talked about it. Even.
I actually watched Gigging for Frogs a short time ago. I watched Gigging for... They were doing this. I don't know if it was in a movie. It was in a movie. I've got the movie. It's Josh Duhamel. And that hottie that was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that was running away. Safe House.
No, not Safe House.
It that's was Denzel Washington.
I know, that's it was not that. It was Safe Haven. Safe Haven.
Bingo.
Thank you.
You know, my father down at the Eastern Shore, they have a small green tree frog. It's really loud, and it's kept me up at night.
That's the poison one that your father makes the darts from.
He licks them.
Right.
Would you like to hear tape of how that sounds? That's a very different sounding frog.
Okay, let's listen. I just stopped Tab's bullfrogs. Okay.
Julianne Hough.
Oh, yeah. That's hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss, my wife.
It's the green tree frog.
Baby, it is. It'll keep you up all night.
If you refuse me, honey, you lose me.
Piss me off. Hate it.
Yes.
I'd love for that bullfrog to be outside.
So much different than this. It sounds like bees. Bees!
Bees, they're ripping my flesh off. Do you have Tab's number?
I do.
All right.
You want to call him?
Well, I mentioned this woman, and I think it deserves an explanation. Otherwise, everybody's going to be very confused about this.
Oh, I got a text from Oscar. He's around the corner. Sorry.
Oh, good.
No, I'm here.
He'll be here soon.
Very good. Let's just get to the... Because I don't like to do that. When I share people's posts, and it really is a window into their souls, and although he makes it open to the public, and he mentioned this lady's name, you don't have to mention somebody. Sometimes you'll be there with somebody, and it automatically posts. Yes. That happens with me a lot of times.
All right. It's ringing.
So we'll find out about Tab's bullfrog.
Cindy and Corey.
Who are still mating, I understand.
Two different women.
Tab Cindy and Corey?
The bullfrogs.
What's up?
Hey, Tab, it's Rob, and you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Tab.
Hi.
Hey, how are the frogs?
Oh, man.
He's in trouble.
I swear to God, they'll keep you up all night long.
Hey, do you have that same problem with Cindy?
No, she's pretty quiet.
Can he tell us who Cindy? Cindy's not his wife, and we're just confused.
Why you're showing a picture of your home and you've
obviously in the wee hours of the morning when everybody would be in bed,
right, with themselves or with someone else? Why is Cindy tagged in your bullfrog video?
Thank you.
Cindy is my next door neighbor, and she's also a big frog enthusiast. She likes them.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So it's his next door neighbor. It doesn't matter. Is that where he lives full time?
Yeah. You still live full time at Lake Awesome, right?
That's right, Lake Awesome.
Have the hey Tab, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Tab, have your frog stopped crying?
Well, you know, I think maybe he's quickly coming to an end. So things are finally starting to quiet down a little bit.
Oh, that's
2 or 3 nights where we were up all night long listening to them.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. Hey, that's when the mating season starts in the Patterson bedroom.
You and the next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So you've never had a threesome with this woman, Cindy?
Wow.
No, I can honestly say I have never had that.
Well, Tab, I know you're a big supporter of the show. You enjoy listening to the show. And just know the opening of the Mike O'Mara Show today is going to be completely devoted to you and your bullfrogs.
Fantastic.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tab. Thanks for all your help. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know what you should have asked him, Mike?
That's not the kind of person you surprise call.
Right.
What? They just called.
What's a threesome?
Cindy, they know about our affair.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Stop teasing that dog. You hear me? Stop teasing him. Sonny, I'm going to beat your ass teasing my dog like that.
Yeah, like she tried to climb over his fence and get me fat ass.
Don't you call me that, you little tin weasel with loony son.
Did you call me?
I know who you are. You're Teddy Duchamp. Your dad's a loony. A loony up in the nut house in Togas. He took your ear and he put it to a stove and he burnt it off.
My father stormed the beach in Normandy.
He's crazier than a house rat. No wonder you're acting the way you are, with a loony for a father.
You call my dad a loony again, and I'll kill you.
Loony, loony, loony.
Ah! I'm gonna rip your head off and down your neck!
Come on and try it, you little slimy bastard.
He wants you to go over there so he can beat the out of you and then take you to the cops.
You watch your mouth, smart guy. Let him do his own fighting.
Sure, you only outweigh my 500 pounds, fat ass.
I know all you guys, and all your fathers are going to get a call from me. Except for the loony up in Tokus.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded worldwide 18 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., in the mighty KCJJ in Iowa. Hello, Steve.
Hi,
hello,
Steve.
Tommy. And I'll be calling that show sometime next week, as a matter of fact.
The love affair continues.
It's going to be a surprise call. I'm going to do what I do. I get online in the morning and I watch them on Ustream, and then I wait for the right opportunity and I hit them.
You know,
I sneak right in.
A great time to do it is when you interrupt the Tom Suter Sports Report.
Now, that's when you'd like me to interrupt
it. Well, I think a lot of people would.
Whoa, Tom!
Oh,
Hi, how are you? How's the high school baseball?
Well, what I like is when the sports report for Tom Suter runs so late that he's reporting games from the day before where the baseball games of today have already begun.
That's always interesting.
Yeah, it's...
Today's show is brought to you by The Man Great.
Yeah. Wonderful.
It's your best grill enhancement system ever. I love mine. I use mine. You can use yours. Salmon. Pork chops, ribs, steaks, they're all better and they look good. They look like real professional quality grilled items that you would only find at a restaurant. They're made in America. Man grates are 100% American cast iron grilling grates, and they are revolutionizing the way people grill meat.
It's true. You can't overstate it, Mike.
No flare-ups either.
Not a one.
Now, one of the things I really enjoy about the Man Grates is, A, the price.
Sure.
For Mike O'Mara Show listeners, just $19.99. B, they look great, and they've got a lot of heft, so when they give them to your dad or your grad, they have that nice weight to them. So you wrap them up, and somebody's like, ooh, what's this? And then they realize it's incredible Man Grates.
Sure.
And the last thing I love about it is they come with this just unique grill brush. It's fantastic.
You know what? It's not just great for brushing your grill. Have you ever used it for gigging frogs?
Frogs.
Wonderful.
You kind of use a...
What?
It's like a casting motion.
I have one time gigged four frogs at once.
It's amazing.
It is.
It truly is.
Four at one time,
I yelled. Go to mangrate.com, enter the code TMOS, and you'll get our special price, $19.99, and our custom Mike O'Mara Show grill brush, the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System, and they're flying out of the warehouse, am I right?
Yeah, I was just there this morning.
Just a constant work
Since
for you.
Since you quit, you spend more time there.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the mob.
Did you really quit, or are you kind of like, are they sucking you back in?
Mike, when somebody wants to give you money to do your job,
that's
that you used to do.
Right.
You take everything you can
take everything you can get.
Yeah.
In today's economy, that's the way it
and
goes.
And they're a great family. They were one of our first advertisers.
They were.
So why not work with them?
Way to go. And what about the...
The meeting was pushed to Thursday.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we'll talk about...
I was there.
And what about that? That other thing?
Oh, but I have great progress.
Yeah, oh, you do?
I do with that.
Okay.
100%, you will be happy.
Good. All right. Yeah. We'll save that for the business meeting a little bit later.
Look forward to when Mike is happy.
I want to go to the movies, but I just...
Let's go.
Yesterday was the day. Yesterday was the only day of the week where the afternoon was all about me, and I was ready, and I could have done anything. And I ended up doing Bupkis. I mean, really doing absolutely nothing. And it's because...
That means nothing, Oscar. It's
because I wanted to go see the two blockbusters that are out there, sort of blockbusters,
Iron Man?
I guess. Not Iron Man. I'm not an Iron Man guy.
Yeah, that surprised me, but it's a blockbuster.
You got your Treek, Star Treek.
Right.
Star Trek.
And you've got your Great Gatsby.
Oh, the Gatsby.
Great Gatsby. And neither one really motivated me to get in the car, go to a movie solo, and sit down and watch because it just didn't
seem... I don't think either one of them lend themselves to seeing it by yourself.
Yeah.
Those are go-with-people movies.
I just didn't feel like it, neither one. And I remember when I saw the trailer for The Great Gatsby in the theaters, I was saying to myself, I want to race out and see this movie. It just looks so epic. And then it gets there, and it's like, meh.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like going to see it. Did you go see Star Trek after all? Or have you seen it yet?
It's something I would go with you maybe Friday after the show.
Friday after the show? I can't do that after the show.
I'm sorry you're so busy.
Because I'm picking up a motorcycle because I'm getting my motorcycle
so strong.
Tweaked. I'm getting it tweaked.
What are they doing to it?
They're getting it ready for the season.
Of course.
It's a little filter change, little oil change, little check the air.
Two new crowns.
Now that's today.
I know.
Rob, do you want to go Friday after the show?
I can't.
You don't have to ask me. That's okay.
Well, you know.
He knows. He has no intention of going to the movies.
Of course not.
He knows that he's going to get a negative answer.
Well, you know what?
That is his strategy.
He'd love to go with you.
Right.
I could really mess with his head if I said, yeah, I think I'd love to.
I'd love to go to the movies with you.
Me?
I'd like the whole show to go to a movie.
We should do that.
I think now.
I miss our early morning screenings.
Rob and Mark are like Plan B, like the abortion kind.
Wow.
God.
It explains a lot.
It does its job and you don't have to worry about it later on, but you get it done.
No, incidentally, the reason I'm saying that I'm not, I don't want to go to the movies Friday is because I'm going to be tired Friday. I'm going to be tired.
Tired?
Because I'm getting up early, like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning to go be on the Junkies at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
look at you.
Our friends, the Sports Junkies.
Superstar.
I still call them the Sports. Yeah, that's me. That's me, Oscar, Mr. Superstar.
Mr. Media.
I am promoting the ride for the Warriors. Now, the ride for the Warriors is less than 3 weeks away. And is it 3 weeks away or is it a little over 3 weeks away?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
3 weeks. 3 weeks away, and the June 8th date, that's the one, and the Ride for the Warriors going strong. We're very excited about it, and one of the things I do is I hop around on different media outlets, and I promote the Ride for the Warriors, and it's going to be a great ride. I talked to Jimmy last night. You know what the deal is for this Ride for the Warriors? What? It's charity, right? We are raising money for a wonderful cause, but for your $20 registration, you register in advance. Not only are you getting the T-shirt,
yeah.
And the T-shirt, are we going to have the logo for the special operation? Will this be on it, do you think?
Oh, the special operations logo?
Yeah, I want to put that on there.
I can get that on there.
I want that on there.
Okay. Cool.
Because we haven't done the final design yet. That's getting out. You'll be picking your T-shirts up the day of the ride.
That's right.
But this is a beautiful logo.
Yeah, I like it.
And we've got another logo that was done for the ride itself.
That's right.
And hopefully one other logo.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do we do things at the last minute on the Mike O'Mara Show? Yes.
We're gearing up. You know what, Mike? To be honest, we're gearing up to do things at the last minute.
But this is a great deal because you not only, if you register early for this thing, get the free T-shirt, but you also get the entire buffet at Jimmy's at the end of the ride.
That's right.
Which is like a $17.99 value.
Right.
Which the average customers that are coming out there are spending $17 for this great buffet, and you get it for free just because you're. And you get a beautiful ride out in the Virginia countryside, and you support the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. So mark it on your calendar. It's June 8th, and we want to see you out there at Patriot Harley Davidson in the morning.
And at Jimmy's at night.
At Jimmy's at
night. In the afternoon.
It's going to be a great ride, and we're really excited about it. And you'll hear me talking about it more and more as the date gets closer because it's something that's very near and dear to my heart. So that's why Friday would be out.
Okay.
To make a long story short.
No, I'm glad we took care of all of that.
It's frustrating because...
What, are you going to go to a movie with one of the junkies?
No. No.
You could go see Iron Man with JP.
Well, Cakes is going to be on vacation.
I've
been informed that Cakes will be that. Now see.
That's a
now
joke.
What good does that do?
That's just Cakes.
What good is actually he's the closest to Rob Spiewak than any of the guys.
Why don't you come with?
I don't know if that would be a good idea at all. I don't know if that would be a good idea. Dilute the message.
Wouldn't that be the show that we all could show up for?
Yes.
Couldn't we all show up for that?
Yeah,
we
could. But it's in Lanham.
Yeah, we could. You know, Mr. Man, I've been busting my ass pretty good.
I know.
You know that.
I know you have.
You know that, don't you?
And do you think there's an ounce of me that doesn't appreciate it and know what you're doing?
You're a funny guy. You know, Mr. Ronick came to Channel 5 with me.
That's right.
Well, he wanted to go see his buddies.
And then
there.
I went up
and
to Baltimore. I went up to Baltimore all by my onesies.
Yep.
Well, but that's such a great trip.
And as far as the other interest on other shows, pretty much. Bupkis so far. Right?
Oh, did you not see Mr. Seagraves?
I did not. Oh, I should mention
that airs on Friday morning.
Oh, this Friday morning?
Yes.
Oh, then I can't go. I have to watch it.
So Friday morning, do you know the name?
It's News Plus with Mark Seagraves.
News Plus on the CW Channel 50 right here in Washington, D.C. News Plus, do we know what time it's going to run?
7:30 a.m.
7:30 a.m. So I'll be 7 a.m. with the junkies, and then right after that,
perfect.
I'll be on News Plus. Why are you saying it with
because
that
because you know what's going to happen is they've got that new studio over there. I bet they can put your TV sound on their air. And you can say, hey, Lurch,
you're an ass.
I'm on television. It's me, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, I can't do it on Friday. Maybe you could go in and be on the Junkies by yourself.
As you? I'll say, hello, it's Charlie.
Well, you know what? If you talk to Drab, find out if you guys could come if you wanted to.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'll run on top of that. I'll text them as soon as I can.
Yeah, they're not coming. I'd love you to come. If you wanted to come, I'd be very happy
about
it. Like when I go up on Mickey, Amelia, and Spiegel up in Baltimore, that's my little thing. I don't like you guys horning in on that.
But as far as
a 20-minute segment on the Junkies, that would be fun to have us all there because it would remind me of those good days gone bad, you know, where we used to go and we had the dysfunctional family Christmas.
It was always so much fun when we shared time with them.
It was fun, but it's all really the main reason I'm doing all this is to let everybody know it's the Ride for the Warriors coming up on Saturday morning, June 8th. At 8 a.m. And, you know, that's right after the Ride for the Patriots, which is coming up this weekend, which is my favorite weekend to be in Washington, D.C.
Memorial Day weekend.
And it's going to be looking at the forecast, as a lot of people start doing today. It's looking a little odd.
And
it's looking like no Memorial Day we've had in recent memory.
Like snow?
No, it's just going to be 73 degrees. Yeah. For a high temperature, I sound like Jesse Ventura.
No. Hey, it's going to be 73 degrees.
Global warming. No one can control it.
Normally it's 95, but it's going to be 73. How's that for global warming? Why is it going in the opposite direction? I don't know. But it's really a stunning forecast.
Saturday and Sunday, clear and right. 72.
Now it's 70. Okay, you know what's pissing me off? You know what's pissing me off? Because they started at 75. And I swear to God, if this goes down to like
68,
50
baby.
Degrees or something like, I'm going to be pissed.
It's going to be perfect. It'll be the best Memorial Day ever.
You know, I know you love this area more than anybody else.
You see, it's going to come to this. But I can't defend the weather, Mike. But, I don't control it, despite what you think.
Don't you think, really? Don't we seem around here to just... And I guess it's really silly for us to complain about weather with what they've been going through in Oklahoma.
This is
How
true.
That's really crap to do that.
Yeah, but got those new swim trunks.
But it seems nationwide. It seems like the tornadoes are getting insanely bigger.
Yeah.
But then they'll say, no, they had one a couple of years ago that was big. But I still feel like we're getting extremes. And here in Washington, we get extremes. It's never going to be 78 degrees for like 3 days
in
a row.
For a stretch of time. And you know what else I'm troubled by? I'm wondering if whatever climate change is going on is screwing with the cicadas.
Yep.
Because you know what?
I'm glad you brought that up.
They started last Friday to a point where when I came in to do the show, there was 5 cicadas on Mike's porch. 78 minutes later, there were 12. I mean, I thought, oh, God, it's happening now.
I'm going in the opposite. Here it comes. I'm going in the opposite direction. I remember when we were in, was it JFK?
Yeah.
We were at JFK for the last run of the cicadas.
And that wasn't the big one. Because there's several cycles. That was a big one. This is supposed to be, this year, the big one. And
I don't
stop.
I don't feel like that we got any of them to really speak of.
I'm happy.
They were thick. They were running. Oh, yeah. They were flying around outside. You couldn't avoid them. I've seen some carcai.
Oh, yeah, the shells.
I've seen that, but I haven't seen a lot of them.
I really
around.
Thought it was starting on Friday, and then all of a sudden it's done. I do remember the last real, real big one I remember was my sophomore year of high school. And I do remember we were tying strings to them and flying them around.
I mean, remember.
They were that crazy.
They have been significant. I think Sunday morning there were a lot of them. And like Tab, I recorded there were two of them that seemed like they were outside of my window. I recorded them if you want to hear my recording of the cicadas.
I'd love it.
Can you bring that one up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. Here we go. All right.
Wow.
Did you piss them off?
They were angry. They were angry cicadas.
For those of us who have a commute, for those of us that drive
what was that?
To
what
the
was
studio.
That,
well, that was a kick to your balls, Mike.
Thank you.
You didn't pick up on that?
Hey, not like it's not happening on a regular basis lately.
You really,
hell of the week.
Yeah.
You really see if there's like a high volume of any type of species or insects because you see them on your windshield.
Right.
And in the past, when you had a commute and you would drive anywhere on 66 or anywhere in the D.C. area and this happened, you would have your entire car covered with just goo.
Yeah.
Because you would see them everywhere.
Tony Perkins, who is my favorite weatherman,
mm-hmm.
he said, I believe that once the ground temperature hits, I think it was 67 degrees.
Okay.
They're all out. That's when they rise to the top. And I believe it hasn't happened yet.
We've had that.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah. It hasn't happened yet.
But the ground temperature hasn't...
I mean, no. I mean, the swarm that we've been waiting for hasn't happened.
Could it be that it doesn't happen? Because I do know...
Could it be that climate change or has affected the cicadas where we're not going to get the volume?
I know I that in Leesburg, because all of our houses are relatively recent in my neighborhood.
Right.
So all of their pupa, Mike, have been disturbed underground. So if it's a new neighborhood
That's
where the
right.
ground has been disturbed, they're not going to really be around there.
But
it's all been dug up.
But here we
should be filthy with
historic
them.
Historic Manassas.
The only thing that's been altered here is the new crepe myrtle.
And this is the prime time. I just looked it up and they say early to mid-May is when it comes out. And here we are at May 22nd.
That's late May.
Okay, on Monday, it says, on Monday we made first contact. Now we made second contact. Since we first heard 17-year cicadas were spotted in northern Virginia, we experienced a few days of unseasonably cool weather, which may have held many of the cicadas back. They wait until the soil 8 inches below the ground reaches a temperature of 64 degrees.
Those are the stupid cicadas that are held back. They have to repeat third grade.
But fear not, with highs in the 80s the past few days, the ground has surely warmed, and we've begun to see more and more of the 2-inch critters. You know, when you didn't know what they were scary. They're not scary anymore.
No, they don't do anything.
While we are still waiting until we cannot drive our cars or walk dogs without causing mass bug murder, some are licking their lips and preparing to chow down on those low-calorie, gluten-free cicadas. I'll eat them. If you prepare them the right way, I'll eat them. I'll eat because I've had them tempura fried before.
Really?
I wouldn't eat them alive like Don used to. And I tell you, of all, it's silly when you have a relationship that lasts as long as we did.
Right.
You would think there were many moments in our association where I was so proud to be associated with. No, the number one, seriously, I was so proud of him. He would eat them by the handful.
Yeah.
Live. He would eat them by the handful, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
And it was great on the radio. Anybody in here want to eat them by the handful?
No.
Just checking.
You know what I'm scared of is the squirt. Do you remember that old gum, Freshen Up?
I remember hearing...
Remember Freshen Up gum that had, like,
right.
goo in the middle?
Yes.
That's what I envision. You bite into
so
it, and you just get, like, a mouthful of cicada pudding.
Would you eat one?
I don't know I could, man.
Mark, would you eat one?
I mean, if I had to. I had to probably eat worse when I was pledging my fraternity.
We have a... Why are we even having this talk? We have a Josh.
Yeah, but no, but I don't want to lay it on
I
Josh.
I think we should invite Josh.
Really? I could ask him if he wants to eat
one. Because, I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. When you're an intern and you really like radio and you haven't been disillusioned, like, you will do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I like the kid. You know, the kid, right now, he does all of our lifting, all of it.
Like, he does.
Like, anything, you know, I've got, seriously, you're not here a lot, but, you know.
And I don't ask him to do things.
You'll haul stuff, but I'll tell you, lazy one, lazy two, and lazy three, we're like, Josh.
You need to renumber.
Josh,
I need to renumber that.
Yeah, that's right. What's that?
He's the top of the hit parade.
As far as laziness?
Yeah.
Physical laziness?
Yeah.
He is the single physical laziest man.
And he's great at it.
I have never seen a physically lazy man in his weight class.
So great being busy when stuff needs to be done.
That's because I'm busy.
When there is any, like last week, Rob was cleaning up the studio and moving stuff upstairs.
Very kind of him.
He did not, Mark Ronick did not pull his nose out of his computer.
That's not a Jewish joke.
For 2 hours. It was like this. It's going like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And he's done that for every single physical project we've ever had in this studio.
Yeah. I should have just left the website in shambles.
No, no excuses. No excuses because you've done that. You have done that forever.
As a believe not.
Whenever we've had any kind of lifting or moving or any of that.
To the Christmas bonus,
yeah.
I believe your mother said that you had a history of this even as a kid.
Yes.
So it's nothing
Delegate.
To say. You would have Josh, if you could, you would ask Josh to help you lift your eyebrows.
But getting back to the cicadas, would you eat them?
We'd have to pick it up for
him. I mean, is there money involved?
No.
Money?
We're entertaining our listening audience. Mm. Do we have any outside now? Are there any floating around?
No,
outside?
I didn't
I saw
see any.
One on your porch.
That's the thing. I think that it depends on regions. And I know that in Arlington, I think it's Arlington where I first saw them. Have I been around that long?
Oh, yeah.
It's 17-year cycles.
Well, no.
You were outside of Mario's.
Yeah, that's it.
I think it was probably JFK.
You were going to see Little Feet. No, that's you. Yeah,
Surf and I were going down to see Mary Todd Lincoln.
If I'm not mistaken, I know it was my sophomore year, so that'd be 85, 86, 87. It would be 87.
Right. Ooh.
So, yeah, you were in the thick of WAVA.
Okay.
We had another one. In another big one when we were at JFK.
Oh, my God.
87. Yeah. I was in third grade.
So they come. So they don't come. It's not like 17 years, 17 years,
there's 17
years.
There's several cycles.
They're different cycles,
right.
So they overlap.
Yeah, but I do think...
Thank God, because, well, you know, I've been on the radio for 62 years, and I'm very excited about this.
I do believe that this is one of the big ones this
year.
What year
was the Challenger explosion?
Oh, that was 86? 1986.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I was in a meeting
grade.
When that happened. And the waitress came over to the table and went, I was having a business meeting, and the waitress came over to the table and said, Bulletin, space shuttle just blew up, literally how I was told, by that sensitive gum-chewing waitress.
No.
I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Was she serving you cicadas?
No, they were not around at that time. Now you're confusing me.
I'm not trying to confuse you.
Did you have a power plate, a lot of protein?
Now you're both confusing me.
I think we need to regroup.
And you're starting to piss me off. To take a break. The theme of today's show is Rob's friends.
Mm.
We covered Tab.
Right.
And next we're going to cover his friend Brad.
Oh, good.
Who I think is having some sort of crisis. So,
really?
Yeah, we'll take a break. Come back with the Mike O'Meara Show.
He was a punk. She did ballet. What more can I say?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Weight Not. Healthy weight loss just got more affordable. Now there's a range of Weight Not programs to fit most any budget. They start as low as $5 a day. That's the cost of a gym membership in many cases.
Oftentimes less.
And you can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget. With Weight Not, you'll eat the real natural foods you can find in any grocery store. No packaged meals, no meal replacements, no prescriptions, no stimulants, nothing artificial. The safe way to lose weight and keep it off, Weight Not has helped thousands. Read the success stories on the Weight Not Facebook page. To find out more, visit weightnot.com. Weight Not, show us what you're made of and do it today. All right, we're going to get to the rest of the show. I got a lot that I want to cover on today's show, including Anthony Weiner and running for the mayor of New York City.
It's such a great name.
I want to also talk about being alone in my own house.
Yeah. Blissful.
Just feeling a little put upon today. Just a little bit.
So emotionally alone?
I'll get to it. All but right. Let's talk about Brad, your friend Brad.
He's my best friend. We've known each other since the last time the cicadas hit in 1985.
All right. I want to go back over some covered ground here. You and the mob and your friends, all of your friends do this thing where you seem to enjoy taking scary profile pictures on Facebook. You seem to like doing this. What is the background on that and why do you do it?
It started out with it was one night and there may have been drinking involved. We started taking photographs of ourselves with albums. And the gimmick was you weren't allowed to smile. You had to look like devoid of expression or even
That's
horrified.
That's some gimmick.
That's a great gimmick.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It made perfect sense at the time.
But I can't
explain it now.
But you've all continued to do it. You do it?
Yes.
Tab does it?
Yes, he does.
And now your friend Brad has gone a little too far.
Can I see that?
And I post for your entertainment. I just lost it. There it is. There he is in the upper left-hand corner.
And that is a real beard. It is a very much like a Moses beard.
He looks to be ruddy-faced, red-faced, as though he might have just run up a flight of stairs.
Right.
And it scares me.
He's rocking the Moses
beard. He's got very pointy ears.
Now, I thought
not what I take away from that picture.
Is he employed?
No, it's the guy with the beard.
Oh.
Yes, I believe he does better than all of us put together, sadly.
Number one question I asked is, what kind of work does he do that allows him to... to sport that kind of look.
Your favorite job of all, Mike, IT security and programming.
Really? So does he work from home?
No, he has an office, but he doesn't have to adhere to any sort of dress code, I don't believe.
Really?
And the reason he grew his beard, I think you'll like this.
What the hell's wrong with him?
Well, it's only a 79-minute show.
And you said he does better than all of us combined?
Yeah, he does very
well.
You
tell me he makes $30,000, $40,000 a year?
Sometimes 50. Sometimes 50.
Jesus.
Man is brilliant.
Living the dream.
But he, his son, Mickey Mitchell, is awesome. Great kid.
Love his morning show.
But it's not the same Mickey.
Oh, sorry.
He liked the show Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked his dad, he said, can you grow your beard like that? And so he grew his beard out like the guys on Duck Dynasty for his kid. I think the beard is gone now because I think that's the reason he put the profile pic up.
That album shot, that photo shoot you guys had, in college, I would imagine, freshman year, sophomore year?
Oh, the prom picture?
No, that's John. That's a different kid.
No, but with the albums, when you actually have
them. Yeah,
What was the inception of it? Was it something, because then it was film, right? You didn't have digital cameras
No,
then.
That's a Facebook thing. That started on Facebook, and the way it started is some guy wrote
your best friend, right?
Oh, yeah. He's the best man at my wedding.
And Tab's a really great friend of yours.
And Tab's an acquaintance.
No,
Tab's a good friend. Tab is a good friend.
Would it be, I mean, would...
But I have a note. I've not known Tab near as long as I've known Brad.
Have you seen Brad naked?
I never have.
Liar.
Never Almost. Have.
Are all your friends weird?
Yeah.
Well, Rob's weird.
Yeah, I mean, really.
I mean, be
I
honest.
Don't think,
look Rob's, what I draw.
Rob's kind of lovable in a way. I mean, I like Rob.
Brad is extraordinarily lovable if you don't piss him off.
Oh, he's got a mean streak?
He's got a wicked temper.
Are you afraid of him?
No.
Have you two ever had a fight?
No.
Ever like any kind of words where you really
had
a cooling down period?
Yeah, because you know what that happens is if you're like brothers with somebody that occasionally.
Yeah,
what
did he do? Pull the wrong album out?
Yeah, he did. He unalphabetized my DVDs.
That's how you piss Rob Spiewak. You go over to his house and you pull the album out.
And you know what? Actually, Carla tricked me once and said that I rearranged your DVDs and it did upset me, but it was only a joke. She was only fooling.
That's such a perfect, his kid.
Yep.
Wanted him to grow the big mountain man beard.
That's right, and he has the opportunity to do it. But I agree, if you don't know the backstory and you see the fact that he's in profile on Facebook, It can be a little off-putting.
I'm going to be a horrible father, because if my kid ever told me that, I'd say, oh, no problem. Why don't you go get a job and pay the mortgage?
Yeah. You don't know. You're
like to, I'd like to quote Oscar from our Florida Raw tapes when he says, Rob, I don't know that I could ever love like you.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said that to me. And I thought it was a compliment until I realized he's saying I have a vagina.
Well, you know what? I'm not scared of him anymore.
So, you shouldn't be.
He looks like he's into Star Trek. Is that why he put Spock up there on his cover page?
Yeah, but he's into Star Trek because it's out now, but he's really a Star Wars guy.
Star Wars guy.
Loves
Star
Wars.
See, he's just a lovable nerd.
Yeah, he is.
Good man.
And he was the guy that gave Rob's toast at Rob's wedding that I still remember, and he made the funniest line, and it's been used before, probably not an original line, but he's right. He got up and he said, this one of my best friends, Rob Spiewak, is the only guy that I know that thinks gravy is a beverage.
It is the best wedding toast I've ever seen. Not just because it was mine, it's because it was Brad. He's
that
awesome.
To me is very special. I like that.
Great friend and a great dad, and he's awesome. But I'm glad he shaved because it's probably for the best.
Why are you feeling so lonely?
The main reason.
Do you need a Brad?
Huh?
Do you need a Brad?
No, you know,
he could come over.
It's a week that has been difficult simply because I don't want to be nasty and say the shows haven't been difficult, but they haven't been difficult. So the shows have been really kind of, we get charged up when we've got a new outlook and we're kind of moving forward because you deal with adversity in the broadcast business. That's how you do that. Mm-hmm. With that said, outside of the show, I've been I've been feeling a little put upon and I'm feeling a little bit low.
Crunch time for you, personal way.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you're in a situation like that, you just get bummed. You get bummed about it. So I maybe have been hypersensitive to other moments, so I'm sitting at the dining room table and I'm having a dinner with my mother-in-law and my wife.
What
and
was for dinner?
And there, well, it was phenomenal.
Was it?
It truly was phenomenal. It is from Giada. The Giada De Laurentiis.
Oh,
it's
I like her
recipe where it's pasta
with breast milk.
Holy!
I was just
don't distract him with food.
Giada. That's what I think of when I think of Giada. No.
That's see, you sexualize that,
yeah.
And it just it doesn't.
Giada's so hot though.
Just breast milk is that like a sexy comment?
No, to me, I'm thinking that is about.
That makes me want to just do that.
It's his favorite category on Pornhub.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Would you look at the pregnant ladies on the porn website?
No, I don't like that. That was
because I tell you, I'm gonna have you do the show from your own house.
That's the Mike. That is a breast joke about Giada's wonderful rack, not about the milk.
I end up dancing. Right. He's just dancing over there.
He is. All right, so I totally lost my train of thought.
So it was pasta from Giada.
It is a whole wheat pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's arugula. It's a little lemon. It's capers. It's a little olive oil, and then you top the whole. Why are you laughing?
Capers are funny.
Why are capers funny?
Because I always say, like, we're off on a wacky caper. That's what I think of.
No, it's the food item.
I know what it is.
It's Giada's recipe. It's not my recipe. Okay. And then you put a piece of salmon on top of the whole thing, and it's fantastic.
I don't know how we do a show together. I just don't know. Because what you just said, my body powered down. My mind was overwhelmed.
You don't like the recipe?
I don't care about the capers.
I've never been more interested.
He asked me
what's
the recipe.
He was looking at you like you're a big T-bone. He said, yeah, I know exactly what's going on.
He said, what did you have? And it really was a noticeable recipe.
You guys were having verbal sex just now.
I've had the recipe myself. So you put a little olive oil, some lemon juice, some capers, and then you put a grilled piece of salmon on top of the whole thing. Maybe drizzle a little more olive oil on it. You balance the lemon with the salt.
Yeah, well, it's important.
And you balance it so it comes out just ducky.
Oh, sounds good.
As ducky as Duck Dynasty's Brad beard. That's the way I look at it.
you don't have no problem getting that in your beard when you
and
eat
so
it.
I am sitting here with the Pigeon Sisters, as I like to call them, the mother-in-law and my wife, and the subject of delivering the baby comes up, and Carla has informed the doctor that she doesn't want to feel any pain. And I remember from back in the day where, you know, just when you're dealing with...
I've been when you informed the bartender the same thing. Say, hello, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Hey, Gizmo, I don't want to feel any pain.
He called yesterday, too.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I think that's
he called
nice.
Yesterday. If there's adversity, he'll call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know.
How you doing? So I'm doing fine. Really? Yeah, really, I'm doing fine.
Talk to Jimmy.
Really?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, and I mentioned like six things that are like really great that are happening. He's like, well,
hang in there. I'm like, I just told you six effing things, you douche, that I'm happy about.
Well, okay,
hang in there. Sorry.
I'm real sorry that you don't have seven good things.
Sorry, we were too drunk to make your shower.
Oh.
Well, really. Wow. Let's be honest.
I didn't know that happened.
So, anyway.
Wow.
So, I mean, it starts out nice. You got a minute, and it's like, and I know he's going to go over things about the ride and the restaurant and stuff. And so I get off of that phone call, and it's dinner time, and I'm sitting there, and the subject of pain, and I didn't even get to what I was going to talk
about.
It'd
be a great topic to kick off our next hour.
Thank you, Rob. Truly appreciate that. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a break and come right back.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, yeah.
What is this?
Bohemian Like You, the Dandy Warhols.
I like this.
Great record.
Good stuff. This segment of the program is brought to you by Hulu Plus.
Log, awesome.
Mentioned this yesterday. Brand new advertiser. If you try this thing with Hulu Plus, I will consider it a personal favor. Mm-hmm. You've tried streaming hit shows on your PC. Now it's time to start your free trial, and I say free trial, of exclusive content in your living room, on your mobile device, with Hulu Plus. TVs, game consoles, Blu-rays, Apple TV, or your smartphones or tablets, with Hulu Plus, you get your favorite content. And the best part about it, you get it anywhere. You don't have to dick around with that DVR, which in my case doesn't work anyway.
And especially when people that you live with delete things.
Full seasons of your favorite shows and even full seasons of classic TV shows when and where you want them. It's all about total control when you're talking about your own televisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your viewing habits. You want to see things where you want to see them, whether it be on a regular television, where you want to see it on your computer, anything, your tablet, your iPhone. You want it, and you want it on demand. That's the great thing about Hulu Plus. They get all the good stuff, and you can see it whenever you want. Hulu Plus has shows like Saturday Night Live, which I missed over the weekend
because I didn't watch record it.
Community, Monday Night Raw, Modern Family. The list goes on and on and
on. You know what they have is they have almost every Criterion Collection classic film. So even if you're like me and you like the black and white,
right,
this is a go-to to one of the greatest movie collections in the world.
TMOS listeners can get an extended free trial. It's normally a week. They're doing 2 weeks for our listeners. And they listen carefully to this because you've got a new code. For this particular run, they don't have our standard code. That
right.
was a little glitch. We're going to take care of that, though. The Hulu Plus link is at MikeOmaraShow.com, or you can go to Hulu Plus/Mike, not TMOS. It's Hulu Plus/Mike.
HuluPlus.com.
Listen,
/Mike.
This costs you nothing. It helps the show, and we think you're going to love the service. We've done a lot of ad campaigns for different companies where you get to try something because it's terrific, and this is one that is no exception.
Do it.
Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. The list is endless with Hulu Plus, and we thank them for their business. They're brand new. They come from a different area, and we really want to impress it.
And since it's a get personal favor, Mike, does
yes.
that mean you're going to call each and every person that signs up for the free trial?
That's a negative.
Oh, okay.
That is a negative.
That's if you have time.
I will not be doing
the
that.
The reason that he's not going to call everyone, Mark, is that he feels alone.
Oh,
I do.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting me back on track.
Not.
This is all it was. And tell me if I'm overreacting, okay? So we're sitting there, and Pigeon Sister One says, I'm concerned about pain. I said, yeah, and I was at the OBGYN with her when she was concerned about pain. And Pigeon Sister Number Two, I said, well, you know, you've been reading in your baby book about all these things. You ought to read about that because
sure.
that's very significant as far as delivery and the kind of pain management that you go through. You ought to read about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pigeon Sister Number Two looks up at me and said, well, you could read about it. And I just suddenly, it was
wow.
just this, I felt sad. I felt, you know, I said, yes, I could. And I'm here alone again. And I felt totally isolated.
I have a couple questions.
Yes, go ahead.
And again, I'm just a visitor here.
For real?
I get to come and
you mean
work
to our
in your
to our
house.
Country?
No, not in the country.
For some reason, it made me sad all night.
Well, it should make you sad.
Made me sad.
Are you pregnant or is your wife pregnant?
My wife is pregnant.
Yes. Why would you read about the pain that's going to happen?
Yes.
Some would argue that Mike and Carla are pregnant.
Anyone in this room going to argue
Thanks,
that?
Thanks, Mark.
Well, no, I wouldn't. I mean,
Thanks
I'm
a pant leg,
basically,
Mark.
Okay, say you have a physical ailment.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
You got let's say you have a fatty liver.
Well, that's probably a given.
Or a spotted liver like a
That's given
like
to
a leopard.
That's you want to mention those too? Fatty liver, overweight.
Hey, Right, you just had a clean bill of health.
I did, yes, right? Absolutely. Yeah, arteries looking good.
So
for now, but can't they turn on a dime?
Oh, but look at me.
If there was a problem, I would
I'm
say
walking on eggshells.
Right. See, you, Mike O'Mara, would pick up the book or actually go into the internet, hit Google, and read about all about.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you the fatty liver book.
It's not just the comment.
Okay.
Okay, it's the comment, and then they spend the evening together, and I sit there and I go to watch the hockey game, so I'm fine. I sit down and I'll have a comment about that, incidentally, about our team, our hometown team. I become rather addicted to other teams as well, so yes. I'm watching. I'm doing something I never do. I'm normally a fan of individual teams. Now I'm watching just the whole sport, and I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But I sit down, and I'm in the room alone, and this is after dinner.
Do you think one of the reasons you feel alone, and you are, and Carla and her mom are very, very close.
Yes.
And blessed that they can spend so much time together.
Very, very close. And it's cool because I like them both. I love them, and I like them. And it's a good combination, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
And they're thick as thieves. I'm very close with my dad, and I think it's one of the greatest things you can share. But
it's cool.
When they're together... Do you feel like a fifth wheel?
You're the outsider.
I feel sometimes like I can't say anything. Like I can't say anything without it being scrutinized.
They don't speak like a twin language, do
and
they?
And I also feel like maybe the hormones are affecting me a little bit. That maybe I'm doing that. Maybe it's the combination of, you know, our old friend Buzz and everything else and the week that it's been and getting ready for the ride and getting ready for this and getting ready for that. But the fact is, last night, you know, as I said, where are you guys going? And they kind of look at me and they say, we're going on a walk. We'll be back in a while. And then it was like during a commercial break, and I heard.
What?
And I sat there by myself in my room. Why didn't I go on a walk with them?
Why didn't they invite you?
They do occasionally.
But did they last night?
You bastard. Because exercise ain't my bag.
But sometimes a walk isn't about exercise.
No, sometimes it's just about getting outside and getting the fresh air.
Furthermore, I don't think you wanted to take a walk. I think what you wanted was to be invited to go on
a
walk.
No, the walk had nothing to do with it because I will not. I go down that road, get the pun.
That's because you're walking.
If I do that, then I'm busted. I have no intention to do that. However, there are moments, and when they both came back from the walk, they both walk into the kitchen, and they spend their little time in the kitchen, and I just occasionally I'm feeling kind of lonely.
What I envision is when they come back from the walk, they come in and they're together and they're laughing. And they see you and the laughter stops.
Well, have you ever experienced that on a flight where you'll see the flight attendants who are at the front of the plane and the flight attendants will be sitting there going, so I said to Pete, okay, if we're going to get the layover in Orlando, what do you do? But it was incredible. She had us all over and it's fine. And then they turn to you and go, can we help you?
Yeah, because you're the interloper. Yeah.
It's just, I think we are getting towards a time where I've been very relaxed during the pregnancy.
Yeah.
I have been very cool during the pregnancy. And now I believe, why are you chuckling at me?
I just, you of all people, relaxed.
I have.
Yeah, but
I think as far as the pregnancy goes, he has been very relaxed.
You haven't had to deal with anything.
You're such
an ass. I'm just saying you haven't had to.
Well, no, no.
Hey ho!
He's the one that bought most of the Prosecco and all the champagne.
Mm-hmm.
You had to make the shower happen.
No, I really didn't.
No.
Well,
he didn't.
You were part of the corralling of the ladies.
I appreciate you trying to offer me help, but I have to reject it when I'm going to be called on it because she listens to this show and she will call me on it. She said, "Well, I understand you planned the whole shower, didn't you?" No, I didn't.
Right,
it was really
but
Suzanne and Linda.
He built
the
crib.
No.
Oh, yeah, that didn't happen either.
You know what? I'm really trying to help you here.
I'm just saying that.
You know what you did?
You've gone to the nursery. Wait. Oh man.
You went to every you've been to every OB appointment, and remember when the first OB
almost,
was bad?
Almost everyone.
You went to nearly all the appointments.
Almost everyone.
And do you remember the first one where you had that dick doctor?
Yes, I
you
was
took
there.
Care of that.
That's right.
You did take care of that.
I hit her as hard as I could.
Good, and it's okay
and
to hit a doctor.
I'm not talking about my wife here.
No, it's okay to hit a doctor because they know how to dress wounds.
Here's the point.
So you've been working hard.
Yes.
No, I'm not. You know what? I've been relaxed, but I've been there.
Involved.
You've been there.
I'm here.
Yeah. You've been involved as a calming influence, and that perhaps is the best thing you can be.
I'm in the house, and I care.
Desperately.
However, I have, as far as the pregnancy goes, I've been there. I've been engaged, but I don't think that I have been sweating it as much. I am now moving into an area where I'm starting to get a little nervous.
I know.
I'm getting. You know, the baby's on the way. You know, it's we're almost.
You're 1940s expectant father. You're letting her take care of it, and you're being the cool, calm,
yeah.
patriarch of the house.
Right.
Taking care of that.
Now you're talking. Now you're helping me.
And you know what? When the time comes for you to be involved,
yeah.
you're going to be there. You're going to be in the waiting room with a coat and tie and a fedora, smoking cigarettes, sweating every detail because it's 1940s father.
Do you think the comment about the, you know, hey, you could read is that I haven't been engaged?
No, I think she was being defensive because, you know, she's feeling that she's afraid of the pain and you're sitting there kind of not blowing it off, but you're just, she thinks you're really not into it.
I am totally
I would say
he's into it
because
I'm actually nervous because I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking now about
there are bills that come with a pregnancy and a family.
Don't go there.
You know,
you're not helping.
If you're doing work,
has he said one thing to help you today?
No, not at all.
This week,
and never does.
Maybe you're swiping a card or stroking a check. No. Everybody does their own part.
Yeah. That's right.
And I'm not saying that you're doing more than others,
but you're
it's not possible without you.
You're there.
Okay. I feel as though I'm nervous now. I want everything now because I believe it's crunch time. I want to make sure everything is cool. Yeah. I want to make sure everything is hunky-dory. And now we've been through some fun stuff. The baby shower, lots of gifts coming in. The listeners have been amazing, and it's fun. It's a great time for us. I am now, I'll tell you what I'm focused on, and this is the God's honest truth. I am now, okay, what do we do? Delivery time, you know, are we all set
It's
for
becoming
that?
Real.
Even though, you know, convenience-wise, really, to be honest with you, I could literally walk to where the baby's going to be born.
Bedroom?
We're having the baby in the front lawn.
No. Watch out for the cicadas.
Yeah, that's a pay-per-view.
But, you know what?
See, I'm doing what you do. I'm doing pure shtick all day.
I gotta
ask you this. The hospital is right over there.
I got to ask you this, because we are at the base of it all. We are all disc jockeys.
Right.
And when you finally got her pregnant, I'm not saying that it was like a year-long process, but when you finally realize she's with child and they say,
it's not like I tried for a year.
No.
Tried for like a month.
Yeah, you did.
Thanks a lot.
High tea, baby.
Yes, siree. Hi.
But when you realized it and you said, oh, we're going to have a baby in 9 months, and 9 months to you might as well be an eternity away.
I tried for only a month, Rob.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Really no effort whatsoever.
Yeah.
When I made the decision to you know, to spread my seed, it was just a couple of weeks.
That's good.
That's how potent I am.
Yeah.
And 90 seconds.
Yep.
Four times in 90 seconds.
Mike out.
Always nice when Carole King comes by.
Thank you very much.
But
appreciate that.
When they tell you that you're going to get your due date and your due date was, say, 7 months out, it didn't really register as anything because it's still 7 months away. Am I right?
It didn't register. It is registering now.
Yes.
Because
and it's not too late to register, you listeners.
Yeah. Amazon. But anyway, yeah, we'll have details on it. It's the least I can do for it. But anyway, can't do it myself. Anyway.
At least you can do for Carla, for the listeners.
Both.
A part of the family.
Both. You can eat.
Be a part of this exciting occasion.
The way it is going right now. Here's the way I'm feeling, because I know I'm probably not necessarily articulating it clearly.
I
think you've done a great job.
You're right in saying, now it's becoming real.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at her, and she's absolutely gorgeous as a pregnant lady.
But ripe with child.
She's going straight out. She's not going wide like Kim Kardashian. No. And really, I'd love to. I would love to, but she would never let me do this. I would love to put side-by-side comparison photos, because they're about the same at the same level of the pregnancy. And, you know, you've got it, not that I know women gain baby weight, but I'm saying she is gaining her baby weight in such a gorgeous, beautiful way. She's got this massive tummy and she looks fantastic.
Yeah,
but now it's becoming real to me.
Kim Kardashian looks like a cement mixer.
She does.
She truly does.
And like right before she gives birth, they're going to have to fold down the flap.
Yeah.
And the baby's just going to come sliding
out. She ate her two sisters. I mean, she's that big.
So my wife is lovely, but now I look at the tummy, and last night it's just like in 2 days I've seen this. You know, the things are going well.
Right.
And so it's at dinner last night. I'm beginning to ask the questions. I'm beginning to really maybe get like I do. You know that I'm a bit of a control person.
Oh.
I like to know what's going on, and I was very. I'm nervous talking about it. I think I'm babbling.
You're not nervous. You're excited.
What? What's that?
How many weeks are we away?
July 19th is the official due date.
So that's like 8 weeks.
And I think that we are at 31 weeks. and that in six weeks it's full term.
Oh, so anytime.
That's like
so,
your old vacation schedule on your Don DeMike contract.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Well, think about the time. Wouldn't that time blow by? It's going to be a blink of an eye.
Actually, the whole thing is a lot faster than I expected. Yeah. And I think unlike a lot of fathers, where you can probably relate to this, where you kind of think, oh, it's a pregnancy. You got all the time in the world. And then suddenly, pow.
It happens.
This has been one of the fastest years I've ever seen in my
life.
And
the fact of the matter is that the last 8 weeks or so are going to be such busy times anyway.
Right.
You got motorcycle rides. We'll actually have, you know, some time to do stuff like that.
Have a little graduation coming up.
It's going to be
not a little graduation, a big graduation.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be here before you know it.
And I'd like to thank Amazon, incidentally, for that, because that's where I got my graduation gift for Catherine.
Did you
today.
Go through the tab on MichaelMaraShow.com?
I did indeed.
That's
I did.
Good.
I really
good.
Did. I know you always double check with me whether I do that. I really did it this
it's
time.
It's like a coupon.
This time.
I know you're going to say, hey, you know, where have you been? Here's what they do. So you go to Amazon, and then if they don't have exactly what you want, they link you to another company.
Yes.
Yeah, you
right?
can do that, yes.
And that's exactly what I did, and I found exactly what I wanted, and I think it's going to be a wonderful gift, cool. and I'm excited about that, and everything's fine, and I'm not nervous, but maybe I'm stressing out about the baby.
No, I think you're going to
be
fine.
So you should be.
All right, can we talk about something besides the baby now?
You've done your
How
part.
Are we going to handle just the first thing? I'm just curious. What? How's it going to be when the baby cries during the podcast?
I've had internal conversations about this.
Okay, go ahead. I'd like I welcome your thoughts.
Okay, so Rob,
can I get a Xanax?
I'm gonna let you go first.
We're gonna. Well, I was thinking.
So imagine we're doing the show.
My first thought, Oscar, was adjust the compression and ignore the child.
I agree with you.
I don't.
Though Mike will not be able to ignore the child. He can't ignore Frankie or his phone.
That's true.
And a child is a living, breathing creature.
Oh, sorry.
What would you like me to do?
Well, I would say that...
Could we get a baby tenda in the studio? Something where we can...
If we soundproof the baby's room, we'll be okay.
A swing?
No, we can put the actual panels on there.
I believe that...
Decorative. They come in pink.
I believe
that... The child is the boy.
I mean, I've just seen pink. I haven't seen blue.
Everybody is talking as though there's going to be a bassinet outside of the curtain here. that there's going to be no one in the house and that I'm going to be sitting there doing this show
Michael Keaton.
Whilst the baby is untended. That is not going to be the case.
You know, the Jolly Jumper. I spent...
What's the Jolly Jumper?
I spent years in the Jolly Jumper. We could put it... In this archway, and it's a spring-loaded device.
Hasn't that caused injuries, don't they? Didn't they isn't that right up there with jarts?
Look at me. never been healthier.
Isn't that right up there with jarts?
Oh,
you
oh
silly
my, what
ass.
What if we put his playpen right in front of us?
I'm not. The
if
baby.
He's a quiet baby, we could see him
crawl
and talk.
Okay, now you're freaking me out. The baby is not going to be in the room. The baby's going to be somewhere else in the
Mike,
house.
But, Mike, you have to be prepared for that. And if he's a quiet baby, and maybe he wants a nap, maybe he's a little hot upstairs, because, you know, heat rises. So C.B. Lucas has done a great job.
You're making it sound like I'm going to be doing the podcast down here while the baby's up there untended. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, but if
Carla
it's not,
or her mother or a babysitter is going to be around,
a babysitter.
Or Josh, well.
Mm. Yeah.
Carla, I believe, is going back to work very shortly after the baby is born. And so, we need it financially. And so we're going to have... Now you're really freaking
All
out.
All I know is this.
Oh,
could
God.
We interview the babysitter on air?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea.
I don't even know. Right now, I don't even know who the babysitter is going to be or whether we're going to need a babysitter.
I got it. It's got to be 18 to 21.
Right.
No older, no younger, because they have to be over 18.
I think
blonde hair, if the possible. I know you like blonde.
That's
fine. Blonde women.
I don't think we need to worry about this just yet.
No.
I think everything's going to be fine. I think everything's going to be okay, and we're going to have a babysitter if we need one. But Carla,
they have to speak English. I don't want to translate all day.
Carla works across the street.
Yeah, so she's just a hop, skip, jump away. We've had
this
a lot of luck
not helped.
With Linus.
I normally come in here and I feel like I've purged myself.
Consuelo tiene que comer.
From a psychotherapy standpoint, and I don't feel like I've done very well.
I just know
that
with Linus, we've had a lot of luck with crate training. So I think you're going to be fine.
You're not a very nice man, you know that?
I can't wait to see.
Because I spent so much time in the Jolly Jumper.
Baby Michael in his playpen 6 months from now in front of us while we do the show. It's going to be amazing.
You get your bottle after the audio vault.
Glad you guys had a good time. Take a break. News you may not need coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
But did we at least make you feel less alone?
I feel horrible right now.
What if
you look great.
What if you can do the news like in 3 years?
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
This child bred for podcasting.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by RC Kitchens.
Oh, I love them.
Your kitchen may be the most important room in your home. Now you can have hand-built all-wood top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced brands. Contact Rory Callahan at RC Kitchens to get Mercedes quality at Prius prices. And he's a great guy. We talk about him all the time because we like the guy. Estimates from RC Kitchens are guaranteed accurate, and the timetable is always honest and realistic. Try getting that with your average contractor out there. They can do a lot in one day. Storage for books and toys, home offices, even built-ins for your TV, entryway storage. And yes, we've mentioned it before, one-day mudrooms.
Love a one-day mudroom.
From D.C. to Delmarva, RC Kitchens takes the frustration out of remodeling. Even outside the D.C. area, RC Kitchens might still be able to help you do what more and more TMOS listeners are doing. Contact Rory Callahan and his crew today at 301-537-3515 or at rckitchens.com.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Baby doing the news.
No, Baby won't do that. That was just silly. We said a lot of stuff there, but that was silly.
It would probably help him in his, just the interpersonal relationships.
Okay, can we move on, please?
All right. How are we going to baby-proof the studio?
Anthony Weiner, whose career as a congressman collapsed after he posted sexually suggestive pictures of himself on Twitter, he has announced that he's running for mayor of New York City.
I saw those pictures. They suggest that he's an idiot.
I made some big mistakes. Actually, this is Anthony Weiner. I should do it this way. I made some big mistakes, and I know I let a lot of people down, but I've also learned some tough lessons. That's what he said in a video posted on his website late Tuesday. I'm running for mayor because I've been fighting for the middle class and those struggling to make it my entire life. He added, I hope I get a second chance to work for you.
What about your box wife?
He does have a box wife.
He does have a box wife, and she's standing by him.
Mm-hmm.
Can I mention that I feel like politicians, and I think it's been documented, especially with John Edwards, when you go through some sort of scandal, at times you can come out and clean and just bounce back, but at other times you're just disillusional. Like you don't have
delusional.
You don't have the moral compass.
But I like that word that you just invented. Disillusional could work.
I work on it every day.
Delusional.
Where John Edwards thought after everything he'd been through, that he thought he was going to be Secretary of State.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it'd been 2 years since he's been in public office. He lost the presidential election. He went through that scandal that he's going through now.
Right.
But Anthony Weiner, it's been, what, a year?
Yeah.
Since we saw all of his hijinks on Twitter.
You think he'll win? You
no
think
chance.
He can win?
No.
No way.
No way.
I agree with you. All right.
I don't even think he'll go through with it.
Residents of Moore, Oklahoma had about 36 minutes to prepare for a mile-wide tornado that flattened the suburb. I was watching CNN, and I think it was Chris Cuomo who had the helicopter tour that was absolutely amazing to watch. You saw the path of destruction, and you realize, as devastating as it is, just how incredibly lucky some people are.
That's right.
And how specific a tornado is. I mean, you're talking about a three-block-wide area.
Sometimes on the other side of the street.
Really, and then it goes across the river, and then you see it pick up again. And I was watching video yesterday of a guy. It looked like it was taken from the guy's basement that showed the power of this. Truly, truly scary.
You know what else they're doing that is really amazing to see is when they're comparing Google Earth pictures and actually showing what it was and what it is and overlaying them, and it changes the entire.
An F5.
Oh, yeah. It did make F5. Yeah.
Killed 24 people, according to the National Weather Service. The federal agency issued its first warning for residents to seek shelter at 2:40 p.m. local time. That was on May 20th. That's 16 minutes before the tornado touched down about 10 miles west of the city. It reached Moore at 3:16 p.m., topping the service's scale for tornadoes with winds of more than 200 miles per hour, and that makes it a Cat 5. Moving right along, a 27-year-old Orlando, Florida man was shot and killed by the FBI overnight after being questioned in the Boston Marathon bombing. That's according to the Boston Herald. According to multiple media reports, an FBI agent shot and killed a man in Orlando early Wednesday. An FBI post-shooting incident review team has been dispatched from Washington. They're expected to arrive in Orlando within 24 hours. The suspect has been identified as Ibrahim Todeshev of Peregrine Avenue in Orlando. So I guess We'll have to wait to see whether the guy was culpable, guilty, whatever. But obviously, he didn't like talking to the FBI.
Well, I wonder if he's ever been to the world's largest McDonald's.
That's Oscar Santana.
Please.
Last week, Mary Jane Hart of Doniphan, Missouri, or Doniphan, Missouri. D-O-N-I-P-H-A-N. Doniphan.
Doniphan, I think.
Missouri started a new job as a part-time cashier at a gas station, and it just might be the most lucrative first week ever as a part-time gas station cashier. On Saturday, Mary Jane sold herself a ticket for the massive Powerball drawing. She picked the numbers based on her favorite NASCAR drivers, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
She matched all five numbers and only missed the Powerball, which earned her a quick $1 million. She's one of only two people who hit all five without the Powerball on Saturday to take down $1 million. She says she plans on keeping her new job at the gas station. She'll use the money to go on a trip with her son to Hawaii and, of course, go to some NASCAR races.
Come on now, three car!
Yes, sirree. We're about to stress you out by telling you why it's really bad for you to be stressed out.
Okay.
According to a new study out of Finland, when women are stressed, men can tell and find them less sexy. Men can detect high levels of the stress hormone called cortisol, and that makes them find women who are stressed less attractive. In 2010, a study in Scotland found women stressed out find stressed out men sexy, less sexy too, for the exact same reason. So no one likes anyone when they're stressed out.
You know what I call that? Bitch face.
Bitch face, baby.
Oh, yeah. Mind your bitch face.
Which came first, the tramp or the tramp stamp? In a new study out of France, researchers wanted to find out if men are more likely to hit on a woman if she's got a lower back tattoo. Why did they need to do a study on this?
I was going
to
say.
Pretty straightforward.
And also, sometimes by the time you see that tattoo, the hitting has already begun.
I've always found the. You see the
tramp. Hey, you got one of those. Huh?
Look, I see the tramp stamp, and you know it's just like a open for business sign.
Yeah.
They had 11 different attractive women lay out. I like this survey though. This is cool. This is the French. 11 different attractive women. They laid out on a beach in a bikini.
Put down and get on the towel.
Sometimes they had a tattoo on their lower back. Sometimes they didn't. The answer, yes, men were more than twice as likely to approach a woman with a lower back tattoo. 24% approached the women with tattoos. Only 10% approached the women without tattoos.
In a related story, people are more likely to steal a car that have the keys in it.
In sports news, I only put this in here for me.
Okay.
Adam Scott won the Masters last month with some of the most dramatic putting in golf history. After January 1, 2016, he won't be able to duplicate the feat. The USGA and R&A Golf's two governing bodies have ruled that anchoring a club, as Scott and many others do in putting, will be illegal as of January 1, 2016. What it means is I putt with a long putter.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to bend or twist.
Right.
And the long putters and anchory, the belly putters,
yeah,
they're gone.
Oh, so you have to use the old putt-putt style putters.
You watch a lot of golf.
Yeah.
That bans the anchoring of them, and the belly putters and long putters are going to be gone as of 2016, and a lot of pros do that. All right, Melissa McCarthy fired a movie extra because the woman was mistreating her own daughter. Here's the deal. Melissa and her husband, Ben Falcone.
I wonder if he likes pasta.
That guy. They're directing a movie called Tammy. I'm sorry. Melissa is starring.
Is it Tammy or Taffy?
Tammy.
Oh, Tammy.
They were shooting at a lake the other day with a bunch of extras, including this unidentified woman and her 4 or 5 year old daughter. Sources say the woman was yelling loudly at her daughter all day to settle down and be quiet, and then she grabbed her by the wrist and jerked her pretty hard. You know that you can separate a shoulder on a little kid if you do that.
Yeah, that's true.
That was all Melissa needed to see. She had the woman fired, saying she wouldn't tolerate abuse on her set, and then went back to the buffet.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I'll eat her lunch.
And now, a little something something.
Oh, good.
Yesterday morning, tons of people were late to work in New York, all because of one rogue goat. Apparently, the
William Stillwell.
The goat was in. Thanks. Nah. Apparently, the goat was in a truck on the way to a slaughterhouse in northern New Jersey, but he wasn't going out like that, so he managed to get out of the truck and took off running. The goat started running along the Pulaski Skyway, which thousands of people used to go through the Holland Tunnel into New York City. After someone swerved to avoid the goat and caused a four-car accident, police started a high-speed goat chase.
Oh, that's the best kind of goat chase, Mike.
It took them almost 2 hours of chasing the goat before they would catch him. Meanwhile, commuters were crawling, so there's no telling how many hundreds or even thousands of people were late to work because of the goat. The goat was taken to the Humane Society and will head to a rescue farm. Aww. So the goat really did end up saving his own life by breaking out of the truck. And when asked for comment, the goat said, there we go, let's go, Caps.
Oh,
that's for our friend. That's for our friend Goat. Thanks for mentioning that at the beginning of my story. But that's okay, Rob. Now I know what he went through all those years.
All those years.
We'll take a break.
Please don't quit.
We'll take a break and come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right here, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, which is brought to you by CB Lucas, AC and Heating. Summer is almost here. We're going to have a great Memorial Day weekend, followed by probably the dog days for the rest of the summer.
Until probably October.
So if you want to tweak your system, if it needs a tune-up or a total replacement, which many do, CB Lucas is your best choice to keep your home cool all summer long. No sales gimmicks, just quality service and installation at a great price. CB Lucas also has special 0% financing for 48 months on qualifying train systems for TMOS listeners in the Northern Virginia area. For all your AC heating and plumbing needs, call 855-CB-LUCAS or click their ad on our website. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, May 22, 2013.
You touched on the tornado victim. Some more tape from that.
Yes.
You know, I really do believe, and I'm going to hang on to this, that Al Roker's a jerk.
No.
I think he's been unfairly scrutinized for this, but share it with everybody. And let's,
we've seen
see
this before. He goofs around when they do the local cutaways to weather, and they came back to him, and he was continuing to goof around. Now, if you see the tape, I think he's there with, I know he's there.
I saw this yesterday with you live.
Yeah, it's
Mike,
he's a
in
little,
your kitchen.
It's a, he's
I know
just,
he's there with Lauer.
He's being Al, and he's, you know, he's just uncomfortable.
But you know what? Time and place, Al.
I know.
I mean,
I know. He
sometimes put your hands in your pocket and not bark like a dog when you're in front of the devastation that is the Moore tornado. Here's Al.
I forgot Maz can't talk.
Maz, English from now on would be good. Okay.
And that's your latest weather.
All right, we are back right now. We're going to have...
Just don't. I mean, put it in your pants once in a while.
Look, it's the heat of battle. Believe it, I don't want to defend Al Roker, but this is the heat of battle, and everybody's picking up on this story that he made a dog. What was he looking at a dog running by or something?
What was
the comment based? Well, put it in context.
There's nothing to be put in context because they did a cutaway and they came back to it. And so there's no setup for it.
Was there a dog running around? Is that what he was doing?
Not to my
Can body. I mention something?
Yeah, go
there
ahead.
There is, I'm almost positive, you guys know the Today Show better than I do, that there is a way, like a cutaway, like a 30-second, 40-second, whatever it is, depending on what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he prides himself on knowing what that time is in his mind. Like a lot of guys do, they're doing it so many years.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they don't even have to cue him because he knows.
Right.
How did he not know this time? Did they come back early?
It looked awkward. It was an oversight. It's live television. It happens. I don't think you crucify the guy because
I don't
I
wish he would sometimes just cut it out.
You know, Rob, the people in the media, disc jockeys, people on live TV, news anchors, are similar to first responders. It's called gallows humor. You
don't see it in me.
Well, no.
No.
Yeah, not you, Mr. Schadenfreude himself. I think when you're around that all the time, it just got caught on camera. Yeah. That's the only problem.
They can't be sad all the time.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like him.
there's no winning him over on that.
No. Wolf Blitzer had a pretty great moment that actually he handled better. Because, you know, Wolf Blitzer, when he covers live tragedies, he's had his moments. Let us go back to Katrina.
So many of these people, almost all of them that we see, are so poor and they are so black.
I mean, he said...
you haven't heard that?
I forgot about
that. That's a good one.
So he's had his moments covering live stuff.
So black. Right.
This is yesterday, and a Wolf Blitzer gets tossed a ball that no one really expects to get.
Well, we're happy you're here. You guys did a great job.
Yeah.
And I guess you got to thank the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Do you thank the Lord for that split-second decision?
I'm actually an atheist.
Oh, you are. All right, don't talk to me. But you made the right call.
Yeah, yep. We are here, and you know, I don't blame anybody for thanking the Lord.
Of course not.
I don't blame anybody, but I'm an atheist.
There is so much live television, so they're just filling,
That's
and they're going to screw up. Do you thank the Lord? Do you do that? Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior?
It is a Bible belt.
I'm preacher Wolf. Yeah, but he's an anchorman. He's not supposed to say that.
I know.
He's cajoling. Is the Lord your God?
He's looking for a soundbite. Yeah.
Is the Lord your God?
But meanwhile, over at the 700 Club, Mike,
yes,
they're covering the tornado as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Robertson explains that maybe God did it, maybe God didn't do it.
When's God going to call him home? That's
what
I want
to
know.
It might be great if that could happen right soon. But here's the 700 Club, where I get most of my meteorological information.
God didn't send tornadoes. God set up a world in which certain currents interfere and interact with other currents. God doesn't send tornadoes to hurt people. He doesn't send, you know, we call them acts of God, but they're not. All I can say is that why do you build houses in a place where tornadoes are apt to happen?
Not so much why did God send them, but why didn't he intervene? You know, you think people always ask that question
tragedy? If enough people were praying, he would intervene. You could pray. God, Jesus stilled the storm. You could still storms. Don't blame God for doing something foolish.
Okay, so
I know he's going to die of old age.
Right.
I wish something bad happens to him. I really do.
Final destination.
Seriously, because he's the smug. You know, you're talking about a pure ass carny here. You're talking about a guy and the tone, which is like, oh, that's not why, because God speaks to me personally. That is the point person for what is wrong with religion in America
right now.
It's an a-hole like that.
I play tape of him about every month, I think.
Unbelievable.
And every time I pull tape, I say, oh my God, I forgot. He's still working. You know, doesn't it seem like very 15 years ago?
That's his wheelhouse.
Tell me about it.
I have a prediction, although I don't think anybody will ever knock him off his douche throne.
Yes.
I really think that this might bite him because you're talking about more Oklahoma, right outside of Oklahoma City.
Right.
We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Uh-oh, Mike, you know what this music means? It means Jerry's back doing press for his new movie, Max Rose.
Okay, I'm not aware of that.
And
I can't wait till he goes home.
Neither is the rest of the country. But
actually, he will be at the Cannes Film Festival to debut it. It's sort of a big deal.
He flew himself out.
But you know what?
Anybody can go to that festival.
You don't care about Jerry talking festival. What you care about is Jerry talking about Jerry.
Okay, so the serious business of comedy?
You're going to like this.
Okay.
Pull this with you in mind. This is from Entertainment Tonight. Jerry Lewis talking about his legacy. Don't you think Jerry would care about his legacy, Mike?
Oh, of course.
My legacy. I don't believe in legacies. I believe that if you want to say something good about me, do it while I can hear it. And if you want to punch up the fact that I've done such and such, I've innovated in films, whatever the reasons for it. I don't like to have to go back and remember what's gone. I'd rather to go forward anticipating what's coming.
Is he difficult to work with, Mike, though?
Hey, Jerry, yes. I think I can help you anticipate what's coming. I think it involves dirt and a very long nap. Thank you very much.
Oh, time is of the essence. We'll have more Jerry tomorrow when he discusses whether or not he's difficult to work with.
Look forward to that.
I think you will. We had a great moment on Letterman last night.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks is doing a Broadway show. Tom Hanks was not booked as a guest on Letterman.
Okay.
Tom Hanks just strolled out during the monologue.
Oh, wow.
And it was a pretty great moment. So here's Tom Hanks doing the sound check bit on the Letterman show.
Interesting.
Excuse me.
Interesting.
Are you all right? It sounded like you might have had a little episode there.
No, Dave. You know, I'm doing this Broadway show just down the street. I invited you to the opening, but you didn't show up.
No.
It's okay. We gave the tickets to Jimmy Fallon.
No, But why are you making odd sounds?
Well, I'm testing out the acoustics, Dave. ABC, ABC. You see, CBS, CBS. You never know when we might need a new theater to move into.
Uh-huh.
You know? Betty Bordo.
Run that last one by me again. What was it?
It's the alphabet in Spanish, but it actually works out all the muscles in your mouth in just a few short phrases.
Betty
Bordo. Say.
I don't want to disappoint you, but we're not planning on going anywhere.
Well, neither was Leno. Listen.
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you very much, Rob. That's it for today. Thank you all for tuning in. Our show has been brought to you by The man grade.
Oh, I love when you do that.
The grill enhancement system. Father's Day is coming up fast. Your dad needs man grates, and so do you. They're made in America. Man grates are 100% American cast iron grilling grates, and they're revolutionizing the way people grill. Here's what we want you to do. Go to mangrate.com, enter the code TMOS, and you will get our special price, just $19.99, and our custom Mike O'Mara Show grill brush.
Great for gigging.
Gigging frogs.
Remember, four at once.
Tap, keep us posted on what's going on the home front, okay, Matt? And that next door neighbor of yours.
No. Yeah, what's her name?
Tomorrow, more, I think it's Cynthia.
I think
Cynthia.
It is.
More fun and more thrills tomorrow. Have a great one. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus and start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial, or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike. Again, click the Hulu Plus banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike.